It's Friday the 30th of August and I'm Tonata Kavila with your 5 p.m. news. Old Mutual Namibia has introduced a new affordable housing fund, starting with an investment of 50 million Namibia dollars to address the country's housing backlog. The fund is designed to offer affordable housing solutions for low-income earners and will support both new and existing development projects. Managing Director at Old Mutual Investment Group, Lionel Kanemaya.
The Old Mutual Namibia Housing Fund is not just an investment vehicle. It is a catalyst for change. As we embark on this journey, we are driven by a clear objective to deliver sustainable returns while addressing the critical housing needs of our nation. We believe that by investing in the future of our communities, we are investing in the future of Namibia. The fund embodies our commitment to addressing one of the most critical issues facing our society, affordable housing.
Namibia has addressed 59 of the 72 actions recommended by the Financial Action Task Force to be removed from enhanced monitoring, commonly known as the grey list. Director at the Financial Intelligence Center, Brian Aseb.
Out of the 72, in a 12-month period, we were able to remediate 52 of those 72 action items, but 13 of them still required some improvement. As a result, FATF placed us under the enhanced monitoring jurisdictions. Namibia has made some progress and has submitted its first report to the FATF on a voluntary basis, which will be discussed on the 10th of September in Brussels. After that, Namibia will get an indication of what progress it has made and will continue to implement and remediate the remaining action items.
Then the long-awaited reopening of the inquest into the 1985 murders of anti-apartheid activists, the Craddock Four, is expected to begin at the High Court in Gqeberha next week. The delay stems from the legal teams of former police and army witnesses who cited not enough preparation time and a lack of state funding. The British government has plans to force companies to offer flexible work options by default unless not reasonably feasible.
Reportedly, the proposed legislation would shift the balance in favour of workers, giving employees the right to flexible working from the very start of their employment unless their employer deems such an arrangement not reasonably feasible. That could mean working fewer days as well as working from home. It's supposedly part of new legislation to be introduced later in the year to improve workers' rights. The opposition Conservative Party says such plans will make doing business more expensive in the UK and hamper the government's plans for economic growth. The governing Labour Party claims there's evidence flexible working options keep more people in the workforce and boost national productivity by allowing people to balance other commitments, such as childcare, around their job. Stuart Smith, London.
And finally, the Motor Vehicle Accident Fund has launched a week-long road safety campaign in Windhoek to raise awareness among drivers about responsible road behavior as the festive season approaches. Statistics from the fund reveal that about 400 people lose their lives in car accidents each year. MVA Chief of Corporate Affairs, John Haufiku.
This campaign is really one in a series of many that will follow in the coming months that is aimed at increasing visibility of law enforcement on our roads so that we can impact driver behavior and, of course, enforce the law as well. And the reason we have chosen commerce is because the majority of road accident fatalities and injuries are generally concentrated around the commerce region, with Windhoek being the biggest city. Hence why this campaign has been brought up and is really in anticipation of the holidays that we will be entering in the next few months as well.
Find all these stories and much more on our website, featuremedianews.com.na. Feature Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.